Win £25,000 with Paddy's Pick 5. Pick 5 winners from our 5 races to win the jackpot. If it's not won, we'll roll it over to the following week. Play for free every Saturday. Pick 5 with Paddy Power.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. My name is Tom Nugent, and as the festive season fizzles out, I'm delighted to be joined by Messrs. Rory Delargy and Ruby Walsh to look ahead to the action on ITV on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Rory, busy festive period for you. How are things?
Well, I was busy in bed with a chest infection and a stomach upset, but yeah, I have plenty of racing to catch up on, but I'm afraid I have to send the family off on their own. Okay. My wife and kids to enjoy Christmas with friends. So it was a slightly sad affair for me, sitting at home on my own, trying to get a bit of work done and chisel out a profit.
And no doubt chatting to the likes of us will lift your spirits no end.
Indeed. Well, I'm back home in the old country for a few days and just heading back to catch my flight back to Gatwick after this. So being home has lifted the spirits a bit.
Great, great. Excellent. Ruby, how are things? A busy couple of days for you. You're in Leopardstown, no doubt.
I was, Tom. Jai Kent and Stevens' day, and I was in Leopardstown then for the rest of it. So, it was a busy couple of days. Some great performances, some great racing, and I really enjoyed it. Haven't been in the office for a couple of days, and now nothing is working. Mouse, computer, USB cables. The kids obviously decided my office was the playroom for Christmas. Yeah,
the gremlins have had their way with your technology. Speaking of performances, Ruby, obviously a clatter of grade ones and some good kind of performances from some young horses. What was maybe one or two of the standouts for you?
Sure, Constitution Hill was definitely a standout. There's no doubt about it. He looks just so brilliant. And outside of him then, what was that stood out? I thought Home by the Lead threw his name in the ring anyway for a stayer's hurdle. Novice Chase, I think Jerry Colum would be a better horse going forward. Guy Ardemenial, I think that race fell apart in unfortunate circumstances and statement. And Vauban were very good. Paisley Park was his old admirable self. Brave Man's Game did well to win the King George. I think the right two horses pulled clear in that. So, look, I think there was really good racing, Tom, across the board.
Rory, anything for you that stood out? Obviously, Ruby's given a mention to a good few of them, but anything that really kind of took the eye out of your head, for want of a better phrase?
Not so much in terms of looking forward to the future. Sometimes just about enjoying the occasion. And although the race wasn't meant to be run there, I thought Paisley Park's win in the Lone Walk Hurdle was one of the highlights. He got a tremendous reception winning that race for the third time. And Aidan Coleman, genuinely emotional about that, because he's a horse who's taken Aidan to big places, given him grade one wins. Even when he's been struggling a little bit, Paisley Park has been there for him. So it's always been a great story. He looked like his glory days were behind him. And you can knock holes in the form. I'm not suggesting he's going to be a big player in the stairs hurdle now, but sometimes you've just got to enjoy the big days with horses like him. And he had the race set up nicely for him at Kempton, and he stayed on really strongly to pull clear from the last. And the crowd at Kempton absolutely loved that, so that was good to see.
Lovely stuff. Right, we've got lots of action to get through, and we've got a flight to catch. We need to get Rory Delargy on that plane to Gatwick, so we're going to rattle through the action on ITV on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Newbury is New Year's Eve. We're going to take a look at a couple of the races there on ITV, but one to watch out for, Paddy's Pick 5, is worth $25,000 on the 31st of December, so make sure to check out all the details on paddypower.com. But the first race we're going to look at is at 1:15. It is the Coral First for Horse Racing Handicap Chase, and Gamma Ray is the 3-1 favorite for Charlie Joyce and Venetia Williams. Only Money is 7-2, 9-2 Gallic Geordie, and 9-1 and Bigger the Rest. Rory Delargy, lead us off.
I'll be delighted, he said, struggling to unmute himself. I'm pretty happy to stick with Gallic Geordie, who won this race last year. He was rated a little bit lower than rated 99, I think, when he won this, but he's progressed well since then. He hasn't actually won another race, but he's been faced a few times. And to be honest, I thought he was the likeliest winner at Lingfield last time out, when he just slipped on landing at the second last. Ground was very deep at Lingfield, which he handles very well. And he had been held up at the back of the field, was just moving through to challenge for second at the second last fence when he jumped the fence fine and just couldn't get his feet out from underneath him. That showed he's back in top form. If he repeats that, he goes well here. And the key for me is what happens with the weather between now and Newbury. The going is good to soft officially at the moment. They've got loads of rain coming later today and more rain tomorrow. And it's going to be blustery as well. So I think the conditions are going to soften up considerably. The deeper they get, the happier Gaelic Geordie will be. Robbie Dunn was on last time, gets on well with the horse. I think he's got a very solid each-way chance there.
Ruby Walsh?
He was in the same camp. He's obviously a bit higher in the ratings, but I did think the same as Rory. He was the most likely winner at Lingfield. I thought Robbie was just moving into a position to challenge when he slipped on landing two out. So, yeah, he won the race last year. He handles testing ground. He handles the track. I know he's a little bit higher, but I was with Gaelic Geordie as well.
150 Newbury, over 2.5 miles and half a furlong is the Coral Bet Bundles Handicap Hurdle. Picard is the 2-1 favourite. 11-2 Lady Adair. Blenkinsop is 8-1 and 10-1 Black Poppy alongside Peaking Rose and Soaring Glory 11-1 and bigger the rest. Ruby, you can give us your angle on this first, please.
I was going for a big outsider here. I don't know much about Eddie Edge, but I think his £10 could be very lucrative to Martello Sky, bringing Martello Sky back to a rating of 130. I think Martello Sky is capable of being competitive off 140, and if Eddie Edge can ride at all, I think he's a huge addition to Martello Sky at a big price each way.
Eddie Edge could be a big day for Eddie Edge. Two wins in the last five seasons, owning out of 69 rides, so he can get it done occasionally. Rory DeLargy, what do you like here?
Yeah, I quite like Ruby's approach there. I thought Martello Sky was the danger to my selection in the race. Eddie Edge, he's got a fair degree of experience. He wouldn't be the finest conditional jockey riding there, but he does still claim the £10. Lucy Wadham's a good judge of these claiming riders as well. Martello Sky's a straightforward ride, so she should come back to form. And again, with softening ground, there'll be no trouble for her. She handles it very deep. So I would say she's a fair danger here. The one that I liked slightly more was Blenkinsop. He's just progressing really well at the moment. Son of Westerner out of from a family that Henry Daly knows very, very well. The dam's called Last of Her Line, and she is indeed the last of her line. There are a load of really good horses who've come through this family, both for Tim Forster before Henry and now in these corners for Henry as well. And Blenkinsop looks a chip off the old block. He will stay 3 miles in time, but he qualified for handicaps running over 2 miles last season. He's improved markedly for stepping into handicaps and up in trip this season, running over around sort of 2.5 to 2.6 miles. Winning at Ludlow, Southall and Exeter. And he's been really impressive his last two starts at Southall and Exeter, travelling really strongly, jumping well. And Henry Daly just did a good job of getting this horse off a low mark to start with. And although the handicapper is trying to catch him up now, I still think he's probably ahead of his mark. He does step up in class here, but he looks like he's ready for it. The way he travels in his races suggests that he won't be bothered by racing against better horses. So it's a tough contest. It's his biggest question yet, but I think he'll cope with the conditions better than most. There's a few here who don't really want what the ground is going to turn into. Soaring Glory won't. One that I want to keep on side this season, Nina the Terrier. I was with her in the Greatwood. She won't want deep ground either, so that's put me off her with the rain coming. Obviously, if the rain misses Newbury, you get a completely different race here. And Nina the Terrier will come back into the equation. But on the likely soft ground, I think Blenkinsop will stay better than the majority of these, and he's the one I want to be with.
225 Newbury, it is the Coral Racing Club Mandarin Handicap Chase over 3 miles and 2 furlongs. La Scalan is the 5-1 favourite for Charlie Deutsch and Venetia Williams. Tello for Cole, 6-1. Foxborough, 13-2. Shanty Alley, 13-2 as well as under supervision, 10-1. Grumpy Charlie, 12's Bar. Ruby Walsh, what do you like?
I like Last Callan. I thought it won with a bit more in hand at Ludlow. The only concern I had was Last Callan's tail carriage even. It was sticking out behind him. I have no reason why. It might be nothing. But it definitely was a slight concern. I thought it had a bit up its sleeve when it won at Ludlow now. And I know that the penalty is more significant because Shane Quinn had wrote it that day and Charlie Deutsch takes over, so you have the penalty and the £5 claim to deal with. But I thought last column was the one I side with tentatively.
For people who wouldn't be familiar with tail carriages, why would you be looking at those as a kind of a watch out?
Just usually it's a signal sign of something. I don't like horses to swish their tails. A horse's tail should be just following along behind it when it's galloping. It shouldn't be sticking out like a horse is using his tail or swishing his tail. And I just did think that Las Callan's tail was sticking at a strange angle, which usually means something is catching the horse. Obviously, Venetia thinks it's 100% or she wouldn't be running it, but and maybe she's looked into it. Maybe it will be 100%, but I just didn't like the gait of his tail in Ludlow.
Rory, what do you think?
About tails or about the race?
Well, life in general, so you can start with tails and then move on.
I could go off on a tangent, but I probably shouldn't, all things considered. I don't mind. I was with Las Callan last time out. I think this is a tougher ask on a more of a stayers track as well. I am going to go with a horse called Grumpy Charlie here. Now, his recent form figures aren't encouraging, P7P. But Chris Honor, who trains him, just he doesn't have that many horses, Chris, but he had a long barren spell where the horses weren't running particularly well. But if you go back to this time last year, he actually won the Novices Handicap Chase on this card a year ago on testing ground. That was over 2 miles, 6.5. Form worked out well. The horse he beat, Fern Hill, was the winner of his penultimate start. And that's pretty solid form. On his next start, he ran into Brave Man's Game, a Newbury and a Novices Handicap Chase on good ground, which would have been too quick for him anyway. He was far from disgraced there behind Brave Man's Game. That form's obviously worked out very well. And then he was disappointing again on quickish ground at Cheltenham in the Ultima. And then again at Aintree. He was badly in need of the run, I thought, on his return at Bangor again, pulling up. Those would kind of put you off a little bit. But as I said, Chris Honor didn't really have his horses running particularly well. And I originally just, I sort of passed over him here and I thought, I'll just have a quick look at and see how Chris is doing. And he's only had two runners in the last fortnight. They both finished second in decent races. So the signs are that the horses are in better heart than they were. And he's become well handicapped. He's only seventh, very lightly raced. He was a useful hurdler, good enough to run at the Cheltenham Festival in the, I think they ran him in the Supreme, which is an odd one given he's definitely a stayer. He's out of an old Vic mare. He looked like he'd taken well defences last season. So if you make excuses for a couple of poor runs when things haven't been in his favour, back at a track he likes, back on ground that he wants, and £2 lower than winning here last year, I think he could be well in.
Grade one action on ITV Racing at 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve. It is the Grade One Carl Cello Novices Hurdle. Hermes Allen is the 10-11 favourite for Harry Cobden and Paul Nichols. Vicky Vale 11-2. Joyo Mashan makes the trip for Paul Nolan 13-2. Sean O'Keefe booked to ride. Attack as 10-1 for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Bonneville. 12-1 Crambo. 16-1 Ildak O'Behui. And 20's Bar. Rory, we'll let you start things off here. What did you like in the Cello?
Originally I didn't like an awful. I thought it was a really tough race. But the more I looked through it, the more I thought that the rank outsider was too big a price. Mocha Devassi runs here for Jane Williams. He's not been seen since finishing fifth in the Adonis at Kempton last season. He was second to Pied Piper in the Triumph Hurdle Trial, the Grade 2 at Cheltenham on Trials Day. And it just occurred to me, he's got a remarkably similar profile to a horse called Rev de Civilla, who won this race many years ago. I was there that day. He beat Finian's Rainbow, who went on to win a champion chase. And Rev de Civilla was then only just beaten in the Ballymore at the Cheltenham Festival by Dermot Wells, subsequent Gold Cup winner. So I went through the form, and indeed, Rev de Civilla ran as a juvenile and didn't win. He'd finished second in that same Triumph Hurdle Trial as a juvenile. I remember speaking to Nick Williams at the time, and he said the idea was, we think this horse would be better next year. We want to keep him as a novice, so we'll run him in graded races. And if he's good enough to win a graded race, then that's terrific. You'll move on from there. And if he's not, he'll still be a novice next season. He'll have grown up a little bit, and he'll be a much better horse. And I thought that was quite clever. And indeed, he ended up winning a Grade 1. He won the Chalo here next season. So I thought that was a clever way of campaigning a horse like that. And although Nick is in training. Nick's off in France now. Jane has that yard. And she's given Mocha Devassi a very similar sort of grounding. He was beaten 9 lengths in the Triumph trial. But he stayed on very strongly from a bad position there. He will definitely stay at 2.5 miles. He's not your typical juvenile hurdler either, because of the way the Williamses have picked their horses up. They look for horses who are future chasers and bring them through that way. And I think Mocha Devassi might just be underrated here. He's got a bit to find on form, but of course he's had that season just building him up. And if he's fit and ready to go after a break, I think he could sneak into the frame at a big price.
Mocha Devassi, the rag of the field, 66-1 with Paddy Power. Rory Dargy putting up a bit of value in the Cello Hurdle. Ruby Walsh, what did you like?
I was great to take him at Hermes Allen when he won in Cheltenham, but do I think he should be odds on? And I thought the angle came through Joy O'Mashan. I mean, he beat Kansas City Star in a maiden hurdle at Punchestown. Yet Gordon thinks Kansas City Star is good enough to run here. I think Joy O'Mashan will uphold that form. And I just thought he was too big at 13-2. I think he's 13-2, Tom. I thought he was overpriced.
Okay, lovely stuff. Onwards we go to the final race on ITV at Newbury. It is the 3:35. It is the Carl Get Close to the Action Novices Limited Handicap Chase. Bold Endeavour tops the market with Paddy Power, 4-1. Nothing to Ask, 5-1 for Paddy Brennan and Fergal O'Brien. Malinello is 11-2 alongside T for Free and Unanswered Prayer, 7-1. Dr. Ken, 8-1. Halo Dizobo, and it's Tens Bar Ruby in the last race at Newbury. Any thoughts?
I thought Malinello did well enough at Newcastle to beat Lord Rocco. Luca Morgan rode him on that occasion. I thought Malinello might follow up.
Rory?
I was with Malinello that time, put him up with the podcast, and I really liked his novice hurdle form. Although he was beaten odds on in his final start in novice hurdles, he was beaten by Flash Cologne, Chapul Nichols's. And when he won on heavy ground at Market Raisin before that, he won by 12 lengths. The second and third one next time out. And I thought the opening handicap mark he was given was actually quite generous. Now, he's gone up £5 for winning at Newcastle, but he was able to dominate that race. I don't think they had to get to the bottom of him to win that day under a good ride from Luca Morgan. He didn't show all he had to do in winning there. And I think he's still well handicapped off a mark of 1-3-2. So he's definitely my pick here as well.
Lovely stuff. So concludes the action at Newbury, but we've got a couple of other meetings on ITV on New Year's Eve. Warwick is the other meeting, a couple of races there. The first of which is at 1:35. It's the Poundland Handicap Hurdle over 3 miles and 2 furlongs. And Langley 100 tops the betting at 7-2 for Elizabeth Gale and Philip Hobbs. Farmers Gamble 7-1 alongside Young Butler. 8, Cawthorn Lad alongside Last Quarter and 1 for Mama. Lord Snooty is 10s alongside Sporting Ace, and it's 14-1 and bigger the rest. Rory De Largy, up to Warwick we go. What did you like?
I would have been more confident if the stable was in slightly better form, but Sporting Ace is a horse who needs a real test over hurdles. He is out of a full sister to our Vic by Chantu. He did well to win in bumpers. He was a runner-up on his bumper debut at Weatherby and then won a bumper at Chepstow on soft ground. And he won first time out over hurdles over a similar test to this, 3 miles 1 at this track in May. He was no match for a good one of Paul Nichols at Exeter on his next start. But I thought he ran pretty well on ground that would have been quick enough for him on his handicap debut at Southall last time out. Second to Doc Picked Me. Now, Doc Picked Me is a horse who's well handicapped on his chase form. He was dropped back to hurdles that day and took advantage of a lenient mark. Sporting Ace, I thought, did well to get within 7 lengths, and they were miles clear of the others in what was a weak enough race, it has to be said. But he wants deep ground on a trip, and he should get very soft ground here. 3.25 miles will suit him better than most, and he should go well, Sporting Ace. If Neil King was among the winners, I'd be very confident. He's not, which is a slight concern, but he's not run many fancied horses in the last month. So I'm hoping that Sporting Ace turning out here is a good sign.
Ruby?
Well, I'm hoping Eddie Edge, who I don't know much about, will do a job earlier on the car, but I have been impressed with Elizabeth Gale on Langley 100. She's 1-2 on him. I thought she gave him a good ride at Ludlow to win the last day. And I think he'll go in again and make it 3 from 3 for the two of them.
2:10 at Warwick is also on ITV. It's the 3 mile Poundland Conditional Jockeys Veterans Handicap Chase. Go steady for Dan Skelton, ridden by Tristan Durrell, a 7-4 favourite. Midnight Moss is 3-1, 4-1, Smugglers Blues. Cuban Pete is 8, Gwensilly Burbass is 10-1, and 16-1 bar. Ruby Walsh, what did you like here?
I'm going for an outsider here. I go for a high council. He won here at Warwick before. He's on a, hard to say, a 13-year-old is on a favourable mark, but he is down around 94. He's loads of runs in his life, but he has managed to win on real heavy ground here in the past. So I'm going to give high council a chance if it turns into an absolute slog.
Any thoughts on action in Ireland on New Year's Eve, Ruby? Any thoughts? Bit of a curveball for you, but just if you liked
it. Yeah. Willie has A1 and High Ho Phoenix in the beginner's chase at 12 o'clock, but I thought if Chantreuse had stepped forward from Chantreuse's debut run behind Jerry Colomb at Ferry House, Chantreuse could be hard to beat. Simbad Lamaran runs in the second. He's come from France. He's a nice horse who's done a lot of schooling, but he has Morning Soldier to beat. St. Sam back over hurdles in the conditions hurdle race, very competitive race. Somerville Boy is now with Henry de Bromhead. Obviously, you've got the Graduate Grand National runner-up, and he's second now in there. But St. Sam is in really good nick. And look, if all comes to all, you always have Willie's in the last, and it's Abby's champ.
2:40 at Lingfield on Saturday, New Year's Eve, is a race featured on ITV. It is the TalkSport. Download the app, Irish EBF Fillies Handicap, a class 3 over a mile. And we have betting here, 3-1, Morgan Ferry for Tom Marquand and William Haggis, Woodacre Grace, Franny Norton for the Johnson men. Sunset Boy is 4-1, Crystal Cask is 5s alongside Jilly Cooper. And 6-1, Say If You Will. Rory de Largy, Say If You Will. What do you fancy here?
I thought Morgan Ferry was a good favourite here. She was only 7th when last seen at Newmarket. That was trying a mile and a quarter for the first time. And things didn't quite pan out her way prior to that. Her best form before that had been at a mile on Polytrack. She's been a length and a half and a good handicap at Kempton off a mark of 86 in September. She races off the same mark here, and you look through the field and not that many are convincing from a handicapping point of view here. Say If You Will's got up to a high mark. I'm not convinced by a few of these of the trip. Jilly Cooper doesn't particularly impress me as a miler. I think she's probably best at 7 furlongs. That's true of a couple of others in the race as well. So I thought that Morgan Ferry, who might just improve a little bit further, in the next 6 months or so, looks very fairly weighted, despite 9 stone 10. And I thought she was a very solid favourite.
Ruby?
I couldn't disagree. Obviously, William Buick are further out in the betting. I'm one of Charlie and Mark Johnson's as well. Holly Dial rides the outsider. But no, I was with Morgan Ferry as well for pretty much all the reasons Rory has highlighted.
And so concludes 2022 on the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. But stay tuned. We've got the first day of 2023 coming right up.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Yes, it's the first day of the year and ITV returns. We've got action at Cheltenham as well as Musselburgh to look ahead to. And the first race we're going to look at is the 120 at Cheltenham. It is the Paddy Power Novices Chase, the artist formerly known as the Dipper. 2.5 miles and a half furlong. Monmoral is 6-5, 9-4 Thunder Rock, 4-1 Beauport, 8-1 The Real Whacker, 12s Harper's Brook, and 50-1 Mortlock. Rory de Largy, what did you like here?
I find this a tough race. I'm not sure Monmoral is a Cheltenham horse. He's got the best form in the book, and is second to John Bond. Looks a good effort now. And maybe it's a little bit dangerous to call that the best form, given that was the pair of them making their chase debut there. But it looks pretty solid on paper, and John Bond was very, very impressive. So Monmoral did well to get close to him at all. I don't think he's a Cheltenham horse, though, from what I've seen of him. He seems happier on a flat track. I didn't think he coped very well, performed well even last season. Monmoral. The horse I like in the race is Beauport. although his jumping wasn't as good as it might have been last time at Haydock. He was a winner on chase debut in the Colin Parker Memorial at Carlisle. But he was no match for Bally Griffin Cottage trying to give him weight at Haydock last time out. The winner is probably a very, very good horse, in fairness, Bally Griffin Cottage. He jumped really well that day and just had Beauport off the bridle most of the way around. I'm pretty certain that Beauport is better than that. He should have caught in the back foot at an early stage. Whether he's a Cheltenham horse, it's unusual that he doesn't run at Cheltenham for a horse from this stable. Nigel Twiston Davis is usually pretty keen to run his horses here as often as possible. And Beauport has largely avoided Cheltenham. But he should be absolutely fine at the track. You know, he's it's not like he needs a flat track. He ran very, very well in a big handicap hurdle, the Heroes Handicap Hurdle at Sandown last season, just going down to Greenbrook. He won the EBF final at Sandown before that. And he's perfectly happy going left-handed. So I think he'd handle the track. He's a very likable horse. And although this isn't an easy task for him, he just about gets the vote from me.
Ruby, any thoughts?
I was in the same camp. Not sure why I'm against Mon Morale. Not sure why I'm against Paul Nichols. Long Presley and Brave Man's Game should have taught me that. But I am against Mon Morale. And I also think Haydock. Haydock's a funny track. Some horses can handle that Haydock ground. So I'm going to forgive both parties' Haydock run and hope that the horse that ran in Carlisle reappears.
155 Cheltenham is the Paddy Power New Year's Day handicap chase over 2.5 miles and half a furlong. Midnight River is the 9-2 favourite for Harry and Dan Skelton. Il Rodotto is 5-1, 7-1. Stolen River, 8. Brave Shaska, Shake 'em Up, Ari and Warlord. And it's 10-1 and bigger the rest. Ruby Walsh, what did you think?
I think Brave Shaska would defy the penalty. I think it absolutely bolted in the last day. I know it was 144 or somewhere around there, and it's now up to the mid-150s, but I think the trip suits Brave Shaska, and I think he's a graded horse. He's still running handicaps, and I think, even though he's top weight, I still think he'll win.
Rory?
This is just a rerun of the December Gold Cup, in large part, Brave Shaska being the one who kind of spoils the story. But there are two, I was with two there who were biggish prices. Simply the Best was one of them. I thought he'd got back down to a mark he can be competitive of. He wasn't disgraced when seventh in the Paddy Power. I thought he just needed that run. And he went around the inside, didn't always get the cleanest of runs through. I think he will do a little bit better here. And he's a fair each way bet under David Maxwell. And the one I thought was a bit of a flyer, I mentioned him several times. I mentioned him even at Kempton when he was entered but not declared. Jacamar, visor on for the first time. You're taking a bit of a chance here because he's not been in great form this season, but he's well handicapped on last season's form. He's still young enough. And on a going day, he could make all of these go. Now, he was the rank outsider for the December Gold Cup at a big, big price. He came good at this time last year. He won on Boxing Day at Kempton, and he's lower in the weights now. He can get a little bit low at his fences, which is a slight question mark. The visor will either help him in that regard, or it'll be a disaster for him. So he's not the kind of horse that want to back each way. I think you take a small chance to back Jacamar win only. If you're looking for an each way bet in the race, I think Simply the Bets will run well and hopefully will hit the frame. But if I'm looking for a flyer in here, Jacamar at a big price.
Interesting. Jacamar at a big price for Rory DeLargy. 2:30 Cheltenham on New Year's Day is the careers at dornagroup.com. Real Keel Hurdle, a grade two over 2 miles, 2.5 miles and a half furlong. Marie's Rock is the 11-4 favourite for Nicola Boinville and Nicky Henderson. First Street, 7-2, alongside I Like to Move at 5-1, Napper's Hill and Nines Bar. Rory DeLargy, you can lead us off here. What do you like in the Real Keel?
I like Dashiell Thrasher, and I always tend to like Dashiell Thrasher, but there's not an awful lot not to like about him. He was back to form, despite the fact that he was racing over a trip that was probably stretched him last time, when second to Noble Yates in the Mini Clouds. They had to ride him with different tactics that day, held him up, but he typically jumped well, tried his heart out that day. I don't think he quite stayed the trip, but he still got the better of a hoist in Yore for second. He will be a lot happier being able to bowl along in front. Again, there's no other front runner in the race. We've talked about him in the past, that he can, because his jumping's so fluid, he can build up a lead and he's a hard horse to pass. So I see no reason to be against him again. He should be, he always seems to be overpriced in his races. I know he's a 10-year-old now, but he's still lightly raced for his age and at a really, really likable time.
Ruby?
I'm going against Ashley Drescher. I'm actually going to go with First Street. I thought he battled really well in the Jerry Fiedlin at Newbury to keep going to win. Nick O'Reilly's Maria's Rock. James Bowen stays on First Street. I think the step up and trip would suit him. He's learning to settle better. I think his county hurdle run is rock solid, and I'm with First Street.
Lovely stuff. The final race we're going to take a look at is at 3:05 at Cheltenham. It's the Paddy Power Handicap Hurdle over just shy of 3 miles. No betting as we record, but Thomas Darby tops the weights, and we have a field of 11 scheduled to go to post, including the likes of Call Me Lord, Dolphin Square, Brinkley, Wild About Oscar, Peaking Rose, A Buffalo Soldier, Jet of Magic, Hector Javalex, Bridge North, and Delamar Rocket. Rory DeLargy, what do you like?
I thought it was a tough one. I am taking a chance, not particularly confidently, but a horse who's definitely improving is A Buffalo Soldier. Warren Greatrex has his horses in better form this year than he has last. He's won three of his last five. He has run a stinker in there at one stage. I don't think he wants the ground too deep, so I'm not entirely sure. I mean, the going's good at Cheltenham at the moment, and it may well be that they miss some of the rain that's coming. It's unlikely to turn heavy here, but I think he ideally wants good to soft ground at Buffalo Soldier, and he improved again to win at Newbury last time out. I think he just started off a pretty low mark, and a winner of 1-2-1 last time out. He's up to 1-2-7 now, but he's going the right way, and he's well weighted here with 10 stone 3. So I'll stick with him to keep progressing.
Ruby?
He was on the same horse, but probably because I didn't overly fancy any of those that were towards the four in the betting. So I was in a bunch for Lost Soldier as well to keep improving. I mean, what's between Call Me Lord and Dolphin Square? Nothing. So I'm with Buffalo Soldier as well.
Up to Musselburgh we go. Two races there on ITV on News Day. The first of which is a 1:35. It's over 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs, is the Fisteras Auldreekie Handicap Chase. And again, we're just looking at the declarations. We don't have any betting as we record. Milena Drama tops the weights, Pay the Piper, Gold de Bois, Hooper's Cross, Dubai Days, Cedar Hill, Baron de Middleton, Half Shot, and Ante make up a field of 9 that are scheduled to go to post. Ruby, did you have any thoughts?
I thought Gold de Bois had a chance. I jumped well on the whole at Cheltenham, travelled really well. I think batting it back on a flatter track would most certainly suit.
Rory?
Yeah, I agree with that. Very, very soft ground would be a problem, but it doesn't, I mean, it is on the soft side at Musselburgh, but it doesn't tend to get deep there. And Gold de Bois might just be at his best on good ground. But yeah, I thought he ran very well at Cheltenham, and he's beaten 12 lengths in the end. But he went right at the second last, I think, which cost him a fair bit of ground. And he certainly, his previous forms worked out pretty well. He still looks fairly well handicapped as well. Would be more confident if the ground was genuinely good, but I still think he's the one to be with in the race.
2:45 Musselburgh, just shy of 2 miles. It's the Fisteras Hogamani Handicap Hurdle, and we have a field of 11 scheduled to go to the post. Vodorev rather tops the weights, I should say. Jesus, I'm losing the run of myself here. Rory DeLargy, did you have any thoughts here in the 2:45 at Musselburgh?
I thought Socialist Agenda would run well. He's a course and distance winner who ran well when second to Alzara Khan here last time. The owner likes getting winners, Jimmy Fife, north of the border anyway. He particularly likes laying them out for this meeting. I think he's got 3 or 4 runners on the card here at Musselburgh. And Socialist Agenda will, you know, his instruction to Laura Morgan would be to make sure this horse was right for this race. He can probably build again on his effort last time out. Lewis Dobb rode him last time, is on board again, claiming 7, which helps his mark. He's effectively running off 1:15, and he was a winner off 1:18 in February last year over course and distance. So I think he's pretty solid. He does, he's happier with a bit of dig in the ground than he is on a quick surface, and he looks looks sure to give a good account of himself again.
Ruby Walsh?
I thought Home Public, I know it's up in the weights, but I thought that Sandow race is going to work out a really, really strong contest. And I thought Home Public could be the one.
Lovely stuff. Right. Oh, that concludes our look ahead to the action on ITV over the New Year weekend. Ruby Walsh, Irish action New Year's Day. No doubt you have the form well and truly studied at this stage. Anything standing out to you to watch out for punters?
Yeah, plenty. Obviously, Pink in the Park runs in the first of the Ferry House at 12:15. She was a good second to Calanese Star, Goran Park. Small runner maiden hurdle, you'd fancy her to follow up. Willie has two in the mare's chase at 2:35. Dol Cheetah and Augusta Gold. You'd have to side with Dol Cheetah. I thought she was good at Clonmel. Daryl Jacob takes over with Paul Townend in action at Tramore. And Daryl also rides James de Burla, who hasn't ran in Ireland since he chased home Classic Elgin 19 months ago in a 3 mile hurdle at Punchestown. But he's in good form and he's schooled really well too. He's very, very athletic horse. And of course, that's at 3:10. And Willie has two in the bumper at 3:45. Crisco and can't even do the horse's name, Horse of Rich Richie's, that Dino Blue that Jody Townend rides. But I would be with Crisco. I think Patrick's on the horse that would handle the ground better. Dino Blue, I'm afraid, might want a bit faster. Dino Land, actually, not Dino Blue. Dino Blue is the chaser. Dino Land is Rich Richie's bumper horse. Dino Land might want a bit better ground. And meanwhile, at Tremor, 11:55, Key de Paris makes his debut there, and he will be hard to beat. Willie has two in the 105, Figaroc and Lisnagar Fortune. Figaroc's been off the track for a long time. Lisnagar Fortune was very good, and he's one and only start in a bumper, so he'll be hard to beat. And of course, the big race at 2:15, the Savile Chase. Willie has Savile, Statler, El Barra, and Kilias Emery. They're all taking on Manila Indo. Statler be the one, but he has to give £8 to the former Gold Cup winner, Manila Indo. And I think he may well struggle to do that on New Year's Day.
It is time to get a best bet, a nap, something that will pay the bills into January. Ruby Walsh, what was your best bet of the weekend?
My best bet of the weekend isn't probably on ITV. It's in Tremor, 11:55 on New Year's Day. It's Key de Paris.
Key de Paris, lovely stuff. Rory De Largy, any thoughts?
I will take a chance on his recent form. And put up Grumpy Charlie and the Mandarin 2:25 at Newbury on Saturday.
Lovely. Now that I think about it, Tom, Key de Paris is probably going to be about 1-6. So that's not really much of a bet for anybody. So going outside of Key de Paris, I think Beauport in the Old Dipper.
Okay, very good. A change of heart for Ruby Walsh, but maybe both.
Not a change of heart.
If Key de Paris we'll double them up even, maybe.
If Key de Paris is a backable price.
Get stuck in. Lovely stuff. Righto. That concludes our preview of the weekend's action. My thanks indeed to Rory De Largy and Ruby Walsh. Happy New Year, gents. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget, lots of racing content coming to you thick and fast on the newly formed Paddy Power Racing YouTube channel. There's a link in the show notes. Make sure to check it out and subscribe. But for now, I've been Tom Nugent, and that was another episode of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. Happy New Year.